for a number of years before their expedition, rumors of a fabled land of gold lying somewhere to the south had been circulating in Panama City. In 1522, 2 years before Pizarro and Almagro had set sail, a conquistador named Pascual de Andagoya had sailed 200 miles southward along the coast of what would later be called Colombia, after Columbus, and had ascended the San Juan River. Andagoya was seeking a wealthy tribe he understood to be called Viru or Biru. Eventually, the name of this tribe would be transmogrified and would come to refer to a land much further south, Peru, home to the largest native empire the New World would ever know. Andagoya, however, had discovered little and had returned to Panama empty-handed. Pizarro and Almagro fared little better, succeeding only in retracing some of Andagoya's previous voyage while engaging in skirmishes with natives along the way. At a place the marauding Spaniards no doubt fittingly called Burned Village, 49-year-old Almagro had one of his eyes permanently blinded in a clash with local natives. Here the inhabitants were hostile, the land barren, and Pizarro and his band of armed entrepreneurs eventually returned to Panama with no booty whatsoever to show for their efforts. The voyage had lasted for nearly a year. It was during their second expedition south, however, a 2-year voyage in 2 ships with 160 men that lasted from 1526 to 1528, that Pizarro and Almagro sensed for the first time that they might be onto something at last. At one point, Almagro and one of the ships returned to Panama for reinforcements, while Pizarro camped alongside the San Juan River. The expedition's second ship, meanwhile, headed further south to do some additional exploring. Soon, off what is now the coast of Ecuador, the crew was surprised to see a sail in the distance. As the Spaniards drew nearer, they were astonished to find a giant, ocean-going bulk.